All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Heal Thyself. You heard me talk about Ned before, an incredible line of CBD-based products. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about the products that they gear towards my female following. This is called the Ned Natural Cycle Collection. And what this collection is a collection of salves, tinctures, and roll-ons, all with the goal of creating and supporting hormonal balance and easing period symptoms. So many women would come into my clinic complaining about gynecological issues, particularly period symptoms. They're having pain, bloating, discomfort, mood changes all around their period. And a lot of them have to do with a lot of these chemicals that we're putting in our environment that are disrupting our hormones. Well, the Ned Natural Cycle Collection is an incredible collection. There are four different types of products that are found here and meant for one specific purpose: to balance, ease, soothe, and energize overall. This is a premium CBD-based blend, and it has anti-inflammatories, balancing minerals, healing antioxidants, nourishing fatty acids, and revitalizing vitamins, all the things that the body needs. Remember, the body needs the particular nutrients and agents for it to heal. So each product has been shown to be slow crafted with love, from seed to bottle, 100% organic, like I love it. And what I love most about the line, it was created and brought to us by an extraordinary group of women who know exactly what was needed in these compounds. So as a give back to the Heal Thyself listener, you're going to receive 15% off of your first purchase and 20% off of your first membership purchase. Now, memberships, they offer great perks. You're going to get 15% off of every purchase as a member. Go to helloned.com/drg, enter the code DRG at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/DRG. You're going to get 15% off of your first one-time order and 20% off of your first subscription order plus free shipping. Thank you, Ned. All right, so before we get into today's show, it's time to give you my next product suggestion from my channel on Verizon's In the Know platform. Here is the Sunky water bottle. Now, I've been talking about the importance of hydration for years. Actually, if you go back on my Instagram to the first post I ever did, it was on water, because water is life. Our body is made majority of water. Our cells require water. But the problem is that the water you're getting from the supermarket in those variety packs full of plastic and full of chemicals is disrupting and affecting our cellular health. So one of the quickest changes you can do, aside from getting good quality water from a filter, is bringing it and storing it in a glass bottle like this. So this is the Sunky one. This is the one that I have personally. It's 64 ounces. It has a nice sleeve to carry it. But you'll see this is a glass bottle, not plastic. Now, plastic bottles, regardless if they say BPA-free, is going to be an issue. BPA and all of its analogs are still disrupting your immune system, disrupting your hormones, and causing inflammation in the body. You want to make sure you have and store your water throughout the day in a glass bottle like this by Sunky, 64 ounces. Really easy, really cool, really affordable. What I like about this glass bottle is that you can hold yourself accountable to how much water you're drinking. You know it's 64 ounces. What you can do is take a Sharpie and write different time codes through the morning, through the afternoon, through the night, to make sure that you're staying accountable with your intake of water throughout the day and making sure your body's hydrated. So that's a Sunky glass water bottle if you want to get your hands on it and see what other products I suggest over the course of the next few weeks. All you have to do is scan the QR code on the bottom of the screen or click the URL in the YouTube description. That will take you directly to my channel on intheknow.com. Now, without further ado, let us get to this episode. I'm Dr. G, and for the past 10 years of my life, I've been passionate about all things holistic healing. I've been committed to healing myself and others from the inside out by incorporating some of the most effective modalities for healing the mental, the emotional, and the physical. I've learned that they give us the opportunity to be our most authentic and powerful selves. Heal Thyself is a show dedicated to just that. Today's show is going to be incredible, and I say it every week. Of course I do, because it is incredible. Knowledge bombs of digestible information to empower and create clarity on what the highest version of us looks like. Product reviews to provide informed consent so you can buy the safest and best products out there. Better than the first two that I spoke about, and you're getting other B vitamins, which are energizing, right? Get off of it. Throw it away. And special guest segments with some of the brightest and most elite minds in their field.
So what is that like on my nervous system? 6 hours of holding that emotion. here's the earth, here's the mechanisms and mechanics of an earth when it breathes, we would think much different about that asthma patient that shows up.
All to create change in all the parts that make you, you, so we can start healing ourselves and each other.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Heal Thyself. Thank you for taking the time out of your day and listening to some recommendations that can change your life, can change the life of your loved ones. Such incredible work we're doing together. So today I put together a show and I found it so important. You know, I was in Hawaii and I was thinking to myself, now that I completely shut off, not working, being present, and being really connected to nature, I thought about when I come back from Hawaii, how do I optimize my workday, right? How do I keep myself grounded? How do I make sure that every hour I'm working, I'm not getting lost in the work and bringing myself to being grounded and making sure that I'm giving love to my body? So when I was in the airplane, I put together a really cool episode. Today, we're going to talk about how to optimize your workday from beginning to end. And it's going to be really important because a lot of us, whether you're working from home or going to an office, can really utilize this information to not only give love to our physical body, but mental, emotional, and spiritual body. So then when we show up to work, we're more productive, but grounded at the same time. So going to be really, really, really good episode. I want to say that coming back from Hawaii, I found that time away from the distraction, especially the phone. The phone is so distracting. The solitude or having time to yourself is so, so important as always. You know I say this from the beginning, but this is just a reminder. Take time to yourself, carve it out, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 3 hours of your day that you can really dedicate to being by yourself, not distracted, and you're grounded. All right, so I just wanted to do that little reminder. I know I say it a lot, but it can't be understated. It's so, so powerful. All right, so without further ado, we're going to get to this knowledge bomb, but before, we've partnered with Willa's. Now, Willa's is an amazing oat milk company. If you remember, when I did my oat milk review a few months ago, Willa's was one of the top ones. And the reason being is that they take very good care of their quality. And quality, quality, quality is so important. There's so many oat milk companies out there, and a lot of them aren't making sure that their oats are not sprayed with those nasty chemicals that are affecting our health. Willa's is a really, really high quality one. And if you haven't heard of them, I'm happy to be one of the first people to talk about it. It's an oat milk started by two sisters, Christina and Elena, who, like me, were shocked to find out that many of these plant milks out there are not as healthy as they're claiming to be. And you know that I put a lot of energy into exposing the companies that are really doing a poor job out there. This is not one of them. So they began their journey with the goal to provide delicious and healthy new type of plant-based milk for a generation of consumers looking for a trustworthy product. They have a unique whole oat process they apply, as well as hand-picked ingredient selection. It's a testament to the quality of care that goes into the end product. So many times when we think about companies that use food in their whole form and not adding in different chemicals or stabilizers or sweeteners, that the end product's not going to be palatable, right? But contrary to what you may believe, the truth is the whole oat process that Willa takes makes their oat milk much creamier and a perfect addition to the stuff that I talk about, like matcha, like coffee, and the beverage of your choice. So not only is this product minimally processed, but also contains 1 gram of sugar. So not only is this product minimally processed, but it also contains only 1 gram of sugar from the oat. That's unlike anything. The competitors that you'll see, look it up, is going to have 8 to 11 grams of sugar per cup because it's utilizing highly processed oat starch, whereas Willa's uses the whole oat. And it's delicious, it's healthy, it's sustainable, and it's worth a try. If you use matcha, if you use coffee, if you use it in your smoothies, whatever it is, try out Willa's. If you want to try out Willa's, you can get it on Amazon, but you can also get it at willaskitchen.com and other select retailers. All right, everyone, let's get to this knowledge bomb segment. A lot of us have switched to working from home in the past year, and this definitely can affect our daily routine, you know, especially if you've created it over the years, right? Waking up, going to Starbucks, getting in the car, you know where you're going to lunch, and then you know what you do after you're going home. So the cadence in itself of being in the workplace, all the before and after that goes into it, got jumbled up over the past year, for better or worse, right? Many of us are still working from home, whether it's part-time or indefinitely, but regardless, if you're working from home or you're going to the workplace, what I'm doing here is giving you the best tips to optimize your workday. So I'm so excited to get into this. Let's jump in with the first tip. Sleep. How much I talk about sleep. Your workday actually starts the night before. You got to get your sleep hygiene going. Pick a time to make sure that you're in bed and falling asleep around 10 to 11 o'clock, right? And that might mean that you start winding down at 9 o'clock. No cell phone, no computer, no TV. You get the kids to sleep if you have any, make sure the dog is walked. Whatever it is, you can close the book for the day and make sure that you're winding down and calming your nervous system. That calming of the nervous system is so important because the nervous system knows it's safe. It can get into that parasympathetic mode and then you can rest and digest. But if you sleep well, here's your chance to sleep better. So take a bath, read a chapter in a book, do a light stretch, do some self-care exercises, but remember, no phone. So for me, come around 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest, I put my phone on airplane mode, I plug it in for the night, I take a shower, I do some breathing, and I have a nice facial routine that I do every single night. But when I get into that routine every night, my nervous system knows that it's time to go to sleep. So that's the signal. You want to make sure when you get into a hygiene routine, you're giving yourself the signal. And you don't want to eat food, especially not too late. Now, if you wake up at 2, 3, 4 a.m., that might be a different story. You may be getting hypoglycemic at night, and maybe a little late night snack may help. But for many of us, me, for example, I'll stop eating at 8 o'clock. And the goal is to really optimize your sleep, and we can optimize the brain, and we can optimize the body so you're ready for the workday. So now you're up. The cortisol awakening response, I talk about that all the time. Make sure within 10 minutes you're seeing the sun. You get your face, you get your eyes to see the sun. No contacts, no glasses. And what that's doing is stimulating your cortisol to rise like it's supposed to. And reflexively at night, your body knows if it's rising in the morning, X amount of hours, it's getting the signals throughout the day through the sun that it needs to reduce its cortisol so you get to sleep at night at a good time. So cortisol awakening response, whenever you wake up, go outside. It doesn't matter. Even if it's cloudy that day, make sure you get to the sun. So now you're awake. One thing that I'm always going to recommend till the day I die is going to be making sure you hydrate in the morning. You are your most dehydrated in the morning. So drink a minimum of about a liter of water in the morning. Get good quality filtered water. I mentioned this on the water show number 2, that episode. Really important, go back and check it. I talk about which water filters to get. Actually, that was water episode number 1. Episode 2, I talk about bottled water, but regardless, listen to them so you know what direction to take with your water at home. But really important step, you wanna add minerals, whether it's the Quinton minerals, Q-U-I-N-T-O-N, or the trace minerals, whatever it is, or even if you run out Himalayan salt, you want to energize and awaken and make sure that water, it has a charge to it so your cells can integrate that water and it can hydrate. Now remember, there's just like you charge your cell phone every single day when it's dying, we have to make sure we charge our cells. And there's 3 ways you charge your cells: mineral rich water, sun, and grounding. Put your feet on the ground. And I'm gonna talk about that in a second. But those are the non-negotiables. Make sure you're doing all 3. That's how you charge your cells, just like you do your cellular device. We put so much care. When we're on 1%, we run and we find the nearest charger, but we don't do that with our body. Now, if you live in Pacific Northwest or North Dakota, wherever it's lacking sun, all you need is day. All you need is daytime light. Those rays, those wavelengths are essential. The sun doesn't necessarily need to be out. But back to water. Did you know that most people are dehydrated in the morning? And I bet you're actually reaching for your water right now if you have it near you while you're listening, because so many people do that when we do our talks. But let that be a reminder that water is essential throughout the day. And actually, many symptoms that people go to doctors for are often just dehydration. So I want you to make sure you're filling up that water in the morning. Get a glass or stainless steel one. You heard me talk about my favorite one earlier in this episode. The more ounces, the better. Fill that sucker up with minerals. Make sure it's charged, especially if you're going to the workplace, and be sure to drink it up. Get a goal, set an alarm, write time ticks throughout the day on the water bottle with a Sharpie, whatever holds you accountable. Next step to get to having the best workday ever, your morning ritual. Now this is essential, the morning ritual, because it's the one time, and as you do it more, you'll find that you're boosting your creativity and productivity. You need a ritual, I can't stress it enough. And it needs to be consistent, right? 30 days of rituals, do it. Write it down, make sure you're holding yourself accountable, put an alarm. If you do it for 30 days, see if it improves your work. you'll often find your creativity and productivity is much better. Take this time to journal your emotions about your life. Take this time to speak aloud 10 things you're grateful for. Take this time to affirm what you want to create in your life. What do you want to call in more of, right? For me, I'll say three things. I am creating more compassion in my life, integrity, right? More honest truth and speaking my truth. And the way that I do it is actually, I am creating, experiencing, and knowing myself as, and then blank, whatever you want to add in. But creating, experiencing, and knowing is the three steps that it takes, right? You call forth the creation, you experience it, and you make the decision to know yourself as that when the experience presents itself. And you're ever changing. You can create and deconstruct your character however you want. How cool is that? So make sure that morning ritual is part of your day because you feel so, so energized when you're going. And as a bonus, when you're doing your ritual, you can ground. Get outside. Put your feet on the ground. Do these rituals. Speak them out loud. And now at this point, you've seen the sun. You set your cortisol awakening response for the next day. You set yourself up to get a good night's sleep already just by waking up. You've hydrated yourself. You've done your morning ritual. You put your feet on the ground. At this point, you've done more than most people do before they get into work, but I'm going to give you some more tips. So fasting and exercise, I'm actually a really big fan of intermittent fasting. So the magic marker is about 13 hours for intermittent fasting. Did a whole show on fasting. I actually spoke with the queen, Dr. Queen of fasting, Dr. Shah, talking about the benefits of fasting, particularly intermittent fasting, right? Your last meal can be at 8 p.m. Just make sure there's 13 hours in between your next meal or more. Sometimes I'll take up to 16 hours, but really important for the immune system, for your hormones, for your nervous system, for detoxification. It's powerful stuff, and you can do it every single day once you get into the groove, right? Now, when it comes to working out, this is a time thing, right? Some folks can only really work out after work. Great. For me, it's if you're getting it in, the movement, the working out, the detoxification, the stimulating the immune system, all that, all the benefits, those really good benefits of working out, I don't care when you do it. I actually prefer and suggest it more during the morning because that's when your cortisol is its highest. You don't really want to bring up that cortisol late at night because it can potentially disrupt your sleep. So for me, I know if I work out in the morning and by the time I sit down, I'm ready for work, man, that is already a cup of coffee in itself. The other thing you can do is after that workout, take a cold shower before work. If you got hot and sweaty from the workout, jump in, take a cold shower. It's super, super important. Do this for a month, actually. You're going to find two things. Your energy is much, much, much more consistent and you're getting less sick. You feel your body be more resilient. And that's because the nervous system is tied to the immune system. The cold acts as a hormetic response, just like working out, a good stressor on the body and your immune system is going to benefit. Try it out and you're going to find that it's nature's shot of coffee. You feel great after a cold shower, right? So now you got the cortisol awakening response. You drank a bunch of water. You've done your rituals. You feel grounded. You've worked out. You've taken a cold shower. Now you're hungry. You're super hungry. So what about food? What about breakfast? What's a good breakfast look like? Well, it's got to be nutrient dense, right? You're going to be breaking that fast, that intermittent fast. Go for something that's protein rich. It's going to keep you satiated so you're not crashing in the morning before lunch. I actually tend to do something like tempeh or tofu scramble with greens, some tomato, some avocado, maybe some sweet potato, something that I know is giving me the vitamins and minerals that I need to not only recover from a workout, but if my brain is going to be utilizing so much brain energy for productivity at work, I know that I'm going to be supporting my body too. Get yourself a really nutrient-dense, whole food-based breakfast. So get some veggies, get some protein. I find that folks who have super carby breakfasts, right? Like sugar-laden cereals or bagels or croissants, their productivity goes down throughout the day. And that's because their productivity many times follows their blood glucose, right? It rises, they feel really good. They come to work, they get a bunch of crap done, and then they crash just like their blood glucose. So make sure if you have carbs in your breakfast, you're having something that is more complex, like a potato or quinoa or oats in the morning, all right? So as a bonus, get yourself some matcha. I love matcha. I'm actually not opposed to coffee at all. I'm opposed to how people drink it. If you drink coffee for energy or to wake up, you're already doing your body a disservice. Coffee has many major benefits, but if you're relying on it, it's a problem, right? If you drink coffee, you got to make sure it's in a relaxed environment. It's calm. You're not rushed. And it's sort of like a ritual in itself. For the benefits of matcha, I just did a show on it, listen to my favorite ones, and know that matcha is therapeutic in itself. So now you're buzzing, your lymphatic system's going, you're detoxed, your blood is flowing, you're getting blood to the vital organs, you're awake, your brain is sucking up those nutrients. Now you're ready for the workday. Before we get into the workday, some supplements that can really help before. And I would recommend us always talking to your doctor. I like the Quicksilver Noto Bravi. That's a really good formula for brain health, L-theanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, B vitamins, magnesium threonate, herbs like gotu-kola and ginkgo, mushrooms like lion's mane. I really enjoy the Neural RX by Wizard Sciences, more on the more expensive side. But all of these can be really supportive to your workday, particularly because you're getting blood to the brain, reducing inflammation and oxidation in the brain, and it's going to give you some more clarity and creativity. So now that you're at work, I want you to try this. Now, it's a little tip I got from the guru of movement and exercise, Aaron Alexander. He's been on the show twice already. You know those pull-up bars that you hang on the ledge of the door? You know, get yourself one. Get yourself one. They're cheap on Amazon. And he suggests every hour of your workday, taking 30-second intervals, totaling 120 seconds, to just grab that pull-up bar and hang, right? Grab the grips and hang. Why? For one, you're moving the blood around your body, which is great, right? You're giving your body a boost every hour. But more importantly, what you're doing is you're stretching the lats, the chest, the shoulder girdle, and all these things are affected. They're affected by you being on the computer, or you being on your phone, or you being over your desk writing. It's affecting your posture. So what you want to do is open these up so your posture doesn't suffer from the lack of ergonomic design on our chairs or just the carelessness that we take with poor posture. So really, really important stuff. It's something that I have in my home. I'll try to hang every morning or every break that I have. If you're at home or in the workplace and you can afford another 3 minutes, then go up and down the stairs. When I was in my residency, I remember I refused to use the elevator. I used the stairs and I was going to the fifth floor where my office was every single morning. But they're cumulative. I would go down to the hospital, back up, down to the lunchroom, back up, and they accumulate, right? You want to get those steps in. Really important through the workday. One of the worst things we could do is just sit down from 9 to 5 with a get-up break for lunch. Make sure that you're finding time to walk around. And if you don't have stairs in your office, walk around. Walk around the building. Walk around your home. Do some squats right next to your desk. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Just being able to move your blood and lymph is so important, and you're getting more blood to your brain. If you're in front of a computer all day, make sure you got yourself some blue blockers. You got to get the yellow ones that are going to protect you throughout the day, especially if you're in front of the computer for more than 2 hours. If you're listening and you know that you're in front of the computer for more than 2 hours a day, every single day, it is a non-negotiable. Get those blue blockers. They're going to protect you throughout the day. They're going to protect your eye. They're going to protect your brain. They're also going to help you with sleep at night. All right. So get your blue blockers. Not sponsored by Ra Optics, but it's one of my favorite ones, Ra Optics. Check their website out. All right. So what about lunch and after lunch? Make sure you eat nutrient dense lunch. Here's your chance to get multiple colors of the rainbow. Whatever works best for your body. Get in tune with your body. What vegetables, what fruits really help and which ones really you don't feel good around. But a big salad with raw veggies or some fruits, cooked or steamed, whatever it is, here's your chance to get the rainbow of antioxidants in every color of fruits or vegetables. Stay away from the heavy stuff like chicken and gravy or mashed potatoes and butter. There were similar foods like that in the hospitals that I worked at. That's all dead food. You want live, lively food that's not processed, that is giving you those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants to get you to the afternoon, to the end of the workday. If you can, after your lunch, go for a walk. It's gonna help you digest. It's gonna help you balance your blood sugar. The big problem with afternoon crashes is that you ate something that spiked your blood sugar, right? Like processed food, a meat-heavy dish with no fiber, simple carbs, sugary drinks. We're all been guilty of it, but you're gonna crash midday, right? And that's gonna take away from your best workday ever. So choose your dinner based on those recommendations, as I mentioned before also, and make sure you're going for the walk. The walk is so, so, so important because you're helping balance that blood sugar. And the rest of the day, you'll find you'll be thriving. Keep on with the water, keep on with the stretching or the hanging or the movement, whatever you do. If your doc clears you and says you're good for those brain supplements, here's a time that you could take your second dose to get you through the afternoon. Keep on with the blue blockers. And if you are stressed at all during the day, aside from the movement, do some breathing, do some breath work, right? Let's say the boss came in, opened the door, yelled at you for missing something, slammed the door. Before you get back and think about and hold on to that drama, take some time to breathe. Do some box breathing, right? 4 seconds in, hold for 4 seconds, 4 seconds out, hold for 4 seconds, and do that for a minute. And get yourself back to center, right? Because your productivity, your creativity is going to go down and down and down if you're holding on to an anchor of the drama that just presented itself. And the last part of the workday, of your best workday ever, is that you make sure when you're done with work, you shake off all of the crap, all the things that didn't serve you during the workday that you're holding on to at the door, right? You want to make sure if you have a family, you don't bring that energy home. If you have a partner, you don't bring that energy home. If you have animals, they can absolutely sense it. You don't bring that energy home. If you live alone, don't bring the energy home to yourself. That's your sacred space. Clear it, shake it, do some Wim Hof breathing, yell in your car, cry in your car, whatever it is. Move that energy so you check that at the door. You want to make sure you're a clear vessel so when you come home, you can give love to others accordingly. All right, so amongst all of this I said, for having your best workday ever, I'm going to be honest with you. None of these recommendations matter if you hate the job you give your life to. Ask yourself this, and this is the most important tip I can give. Are you living your purpose? Are you aware of what your purpose is? And most importantly, does your job, the very things that takes up so much of our life, reflect the greatness that you bring into this world? Life is so short. At the snap of a finger, I guarantee that. I still remember so clearly when I graduated middle school, high school, my first day of college, my first day as a doctor. Life is shorter than you can imagine, and it speeds up as you get older. And you can feel it speeding up. Sometimes the best laid plans that you have can be cut short very quickly, right? We work at a job we hate, we live for the weekend, we save money, we retire, and we die. But who created this standard, right? It's a lead blanket on your light. It's a matted tarp on the radiance to uplift others that you have. So we owe it to ourselves to be excited about work, right? To want to share our work with the world, to transform our gifts into what people call quote unquote work. But for you, it's your art, it's your fulfillment, it's your gift to others. It's never, never, ever too late to live that life that you came here to live. So I challenge you, think about what lights a fire in your soul, what you've been gifted with and that people have been admiring within you for years. And can you incorporate that, if not into a job, into a hobby? But can that hobby grow into a business? And can you share your extraordinary gifts with us? Because I promise you, by changing yourself, by changing your work, you change the trajectory of your life and the people's lives that you touch. There you go. That's how you have the best workday ever. I really hope that resonated and vibed with you. We're just doing a knowledge bomb on this show. Next show, we have an amazing product review. We're going to be going over cacao. I know you've been waiting for quite a while. We have an amazing guest coming up. Thank you for taking the time. Please rate, review, subscribe, give love to the show as we give love to you. We got an open community and much love. I can't wait till next week.